You've had an amazing career in politics. That gentleman who asked you, are you going to get into politics? He kind of jump-started you into this and got you into it. As you look back on your work, what are you most proud of?
Well, I've tried to do it right. I think I did. My motive is right. I think I followed through on that. Just like I said, last Wednesday night when I was at a book signing in Deering, Oklahoma, a former president of Eastern Oklahoma College who's familiar with OEDP said he calculated over $300 million worth of those projects that we'd listed back there a long time ago were accomplished. I'm proud of the fact that I served on appropriations and I was able to do a lot of things that helped me change the unemployment figures, which still are hurting from an economic standpoint. It's a never-ending job. It's a never-ending job trying to build the job, build the economy. Like I said, the tax provisions are still alive, still going. It's probably leaving over $200 million a year in Oklahoma for economic growth and development. When I say that, if a guy's not having to spend all his money on taxes, he can go ahead and put more pipe in the ground. You don't have to be a Native American industry. It's any industry or business that's in that deal. I look at that, and I look up there and see most of that economic infrastructure I put into place.
Yep.
And incubators, I'm proud of. One of the things I'm proud of is out there. You might just overlook it, the Sierra Club Award. I was working on ag appropriations, and one of the landowners down in Southeast, a lumberman kind of guy, said, Wes, they're clear-cutting a lot of the timber, the U.S. Forest Service. You ever been on the Talamina Drive?
Mm-hmm.
God-given beauty, tourism, it's all there. I think I have a story in the book, but I was called and he asked me, can you come down and see? I said, yeah, I'll come. Probably weekend or next weekend after that when I go home, went down and looked out across the Talamina Drive and it just scarred. You see the scars.
Because of the trees.
Clear cutting, they call it. Well, I'm not against that in locations, but tourism and recreation is a big factor on economic growth and development. Select cutting, yes. Mm-hmm. Select what you want to cut. The bigger trees, select those, leave the others. So I had to get 9 groups, agencies, and things like that together. I went back to Washington. I got Paul Jackson, a young man I was telling you about, wanted to be the Paul Harvey of ag. Paul and I, we worked with these 9, trying to establish a boundary of a national wildlife and wilderness area down off of 259, which is south of Hevener, down at Talamina. There's now a Winding Stair Mountain National Recreation and Wilderness Area. I was working on that, like at midnight one night, and Paul made a statement. He said, Wes, they're all mad at you, all these 9 different agencies, ag groups, other groups and all that down there, timber people. And I said, what'd you say, Paul? He said, they're all mad at you. They want more. I said, Paul, package this up and take it to the committee to be printed. We're going to go with this Winding Stair Mountain National Recreation and Wilderness Area. They all were wanting a little bit more. I thought, well, hey, if they all feel that way, then I probably got a pretty good balance here, pretty good research. Well, I put that together when senators and others didn't want to even touch it. In fact, they didn't until after the fact. But we've set aside the largest amount of land for wilderness and recreation wildlife area. In that shadow box out there in the hall, I got that Sierra Club award. And I kind of grin because here I am, the job building this congressman that ever came down the pike.
Does it still bother you that you didn't become governor?
It does in some ways.
You've done all these things, all these accomplishments, and yet it still gnaws at you a little bit.
I knew my motive was right in running. I know I could have made a difference. I know I could have built a better way of life for our children, our grandchildren here. And I'm still trying.
Yeah.
I want us to lead in international trade and development. I am working right now. We're changing the School of International Studies to have global studies and partnerships. We can build tremendous jobs. We can provide a way to provide an education for these people, these businessmen, all these students. They can become knowledgeable of their workplace, and that's the world. Mm-hmm. That's a global. I want us to get that in place so that our children can compete with any group in the world.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like for people to know that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And his name on the building.
His name on the building says Wes Watkins Center.
Yes.
What about it?
Well, I hope people look at it and say, there's a good man.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun to review your life like this. It's been very, very remarkable what you've done and accomplished. You and your family can be proud. I'm glad the university has honored you with this center here on campus. This is wonderful. So thanks for contributing your story to Voices of Oklahoma. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I used to listen to you at all times. When you'd click on, I'd say, let's listen and see what he's got to say. Yeah, and I mean that. I respect you very much and appreciate you making things better. It's kind of a takeoff on the title of the book, but making things better in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
For the citizens.
Very good.
Yeah, we each have our niche. Yeah, I wish I could have made the governor's deal. I really, really believe as an independent I could change that. But who would have thought that today we do not have one Democrat in statewide elective office, all Republicans. And when I was in the state Senate, there was only, I think, 12 Republicans in the state Senate.
Yeah.
And now there's only 6 Democrats in the state Senate.
As you sit here today, you ran as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, but you're thinking as a Democrat today. Is that true or not?
No, I'm still a Republican.
Okay.
But they can't believe it. Let me say, look at this picture. There's 7 billion people in the world. We only have 4% of them that live in the boundaries of the United States, only 4%. That means there's 96% out there that we need to export to. But those 7 billion people, half of them are living in poverty. 1 billion of those living in poverty are going to bed hungry tonight. Let me tell you how many people that is. 3 times the population of the United States of America are going to bed hungry tonight.
Yeah.
Most of them don't have a bed. That's why up there on the board, and I hadn't mentioned, international trade and development, Lou and I, my wife and I, have endowed a chair. I didn't think I'd ever endow a chair. I've been in public service. But when Boone Pickens put $100 million in to match up money for endowed chairs, I thought, well, how can I place an emphasis on international trade and development? We pieced together the $500,000 to match a chair.
Hmm.
So we have an endowed chair. Now, I mentioned that vermiculture out there and selling assets, but also Matthew 25:40 scholarships. We'd put together the assets from our vermiculture, and we were able to endow 4 Matthew 25:40 scholarships. We call them Matthew 25:40 scholars. That scripture, Matthew 25:40, reads, "Inasmuch as you do unto the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you do unto me." So now we have 12 Matthew 25:40 scholars going out, not just for travel abroad or study abroad, but service abroad, where they'll spend a month, 6 weeks or so in the poverty areas and the hunger areas around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need an old man like me that if I fall down out there in the middle of the field, I can't get up. But bright young people. It's unbelievable what's happening in their lives as well as helping the lives of others. So we're working with those 12. We got about 17 endowed scholarships, but those 12 are focused on Matthew 25:40. That's what I'm still all about doing.
That's wonderful.
You know, it's a labor of love for the Lord and for what it can accomplish.
Well, thank you very much, Wes. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.